In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Friday, the 20th of May. Good as always to have you here, everybody. I know I said this last week, but seriously, here's the deal. It's entirely possible that I'm going to be saying it from now until the 8th of November. We have landed firmly at that point where the politics of the presidential campaign bump up against economic reality. David Gura at Bloomberg and Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post are the lucky winners of our weekly, hey, you want to come on the show? Phone calls. They, thankfully for us, said yes.
It was an email, actually.
It was an email.
Always easy on a Friday.
Never tell the host anything. Whatever. So, Catherine, here's the deal. You get to go first today. Donald Trump was giving a speech last night at a fundraiser for Chris Christie, and he gave a standard stump speech, and then he went off script a little bit and said, this, talking about international trade. Here you go.
And these dummies say, oh, well, that's a trade war. Trade war? We're losing $500 billion in trade with China. Who the hell cares if there's a trade war? Trade war.
So, Catherine, you care?
Yes, definitely. Right. As should the millions of Americans whose jobs are related to exporting. Whose jobs will be at risk, as should all of the other Americans who are working in industries that are connected to those industries, as we have this sort of death spiral where our trade partners retaliate with their own tariffs. You have people laid off here. That reduces how much they can spend. That reduces, the demand for other firms' goods and services, things like that. I mean, there's a reason why this is the kind of thing that keeps economists up at night, which is that when you have a trade war, it has tremendous consequences that ripple throughout the economy.
Economist and business journalist, too, I would say. Mr. Gura, you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, that was the most animated sounding political fundraiser I've ever heard with screaming and yelling, hooping and hollering at the end there. So you mentioned he went off script. I'm not sure how much he was on script, but this is something he said over and over again. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time he mentioned the carrier company sending jobs to Mexico, I could build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Hey now.
This is stuff that his supporters are really rallying behind. He mentioned last night that it's the only thing that Bernie Sanders and he agree on, and Bernie Sanders is on to something because of it. But Catherine's own newspaper, The Washington Post, looked at this and found out that if the policies that Donald Trump is proposing here, repealing NAFTA, putting a 35% tariff on goods produced overseas, happened, we'd see a recession not only in countries like China and Mexico. We'd have a recession here as well. So, we should be worried about it. Serious consequences.
All right. To the other side of the political aisle, I guess, if you will, the overtime rules, Catherine, that the White House put out this week, Department of Labor, I guess, specifically, got a lot of press, and it will make a difference in some people's lives. Give me the big picture equation, though. How much will this really matter?
I think we don't entirely know at this point. There are a lot of workers whom it could help because they'll be entitled to more pay if they work more hours. I am a little bit worried that there are workers who will be hurt by it, in that it's basically incentivizing employers to hire more people on a part-time basis so that they don't have to trip more workers into that overtime category. So I think that when I've talked to economists about this, they have sort of mixed reactions, and we'll have to see. It's a bit of an experiment.
David, thoughts?
Yeah, I think studies have been shown that this is going to affect young workers especially. And, the qualification here doubles to $47,000-something dollars, and it's the first time we've seen this go up in more than a decade. So as Catherine says, we'll have to wait and see. But, there are a lot of young people here who could use a little more money in their pockets. Yeah.
David, the corporate story – well, one of the corporate stories of the week, the corporate sales story is Yahoo. It's on the block. They're taking offers. The price tag had been plus or minus $4 billion, but it turns out, the Journal reports today, numbers are coming in a lot below that, $2 billion, $3 billion. What's going on with this company, and can anything save it?
Yeah, I think analysts were saying it could be worth as much as $8 billion, the core assets of that company. You had Warren Buffett and Dan Gilbert expressing some interest in it as well, and I gather there's going to be another round of sort of bids coming in here in a couple of weeks. But I think people don't really know how much this is worth. A lot of companies interested in this from a variety of places. Again, I'll bring up Buffett again, getting into game here.
Yeah.
But just pinpointing that valuation, I think, will continue to be difficult going forward.
All right, we got a boogie. Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post and David Gura at Bloomberg. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, be good.